This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد my brothers and sisters, now that Ramadan is over, now what? I want to ask you a question which I think I asked you and myself on the first day or before Ramadan began, which is that did Ramadan enter me or did I enter Ramadan? Because if I enter Ramadan, then I will exit Ramadan. 3 or 4 days from now, Ramadan will be over, date change, we are in Shawwal. We do not know whether we will get one more Ramadan or not. We will be bereft of all the benefits and the beauty of Ramadan that Ramadan came with, and we will go back to our old ways, whatever those were. But if Ramadan entered us, then Ramadan will be with us. The purpose, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Ramadan was to make us muttaqeen. Allah said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah said the fasting, Allah said that fasting has been prescribed on you as it was prescribed on those before you, so that you may become muttaqun. Now, question is, did that happen? If Ramadan entered me, then alhamdulillah, I have become a muttaqi. Degree may differ, but at least there is some change in my life which is measurable, which is perceivable by myself as well as others, and this is a positive change. Now, question is, did that happen or did it not happen? This is what we have to ask ourselves. Now, the issue is that we lose track of one very important matter, which is that all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu are conditional. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put conditions on all His promises. Allah said, if you do this, you will get this. If you do this, you will get this. If you don't do this, you will not get this. For example, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, what did He say, Jalla Jalaluhu, with regard to getting a beautiful life in this dunya? In Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who does righteous works, Man amila salihan, and who is fahuwa mu'min, and this person is a mu'min, is a believer, zakarin aw untha, whether it's a man or a woman, very specifically mentioned, both are equal in this respect. Allah said that He will give that person hayatan tayyiba in this world, nuhi annahu hayatan tayyiba. Allah will give this person a beautiful life in this world. A life which is free from stress, free from calamities, free from accidents, free from sickness, free from weakness, free from dependence on anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. A life which has beautiful rizq, which comes with dignity and without running around like a wild animal behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give izzah, Allah will give respect, Allah will put the love of this person in the hearts of other people, and so on and so forth. For whom? For the one who does righteous good deeds and is a believer. Iman wal amalus salih. Belief and good deeds will give us this. And Allah said, and on the day of judgment, Allah will reward them for all their good deeds equal to the best of those good deeds. Now see this amazing generosity of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding good deeds, right? So if He is going to reward good deeds, the requirement of justice would be that Allah will reward each good deed in accordance to the quality of that deed, in accordance with the quality of that deed. So if I did one salah which was kind of, you know, this way, then I would get an equal reward for that. And then I did one salah which was absolutely fabulous, 100% in the state of ihsan, then I would get that reward for that one salah. But all the rest of my salawat in my whole life are not of that standard. So I do not get the, I get the reward for those salawat according to the standard of that salah. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is he saying? He is saying, I will reward such a person. Which person? A person who has iman and who lives a decent life, who lives a life doing good deeds, and they have iman. First and foremost, Allah will give them a beautiful life in this world itself. And then on the day of judgment, Allah will look in their account, and whichever is the best deed that they did, Allah will reward all their deeds according to that best deed. Now what kind of generosity is this? How do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for his amazing, absolutely mind-boggling, you know, blowing your mind kind of generosity, subhanAllah. But remember, condition. Allah will reward you and me in keeping with the quality of the best deed. Means what? Means that deed has to be done. I cannot want to be rewarded for a deed I did not do. My brothers and sisters, seriously, go look in the Quran. Go look in the Quran or look in the Hadith. Look in the Quran and find me one ayat. One ayat which says that Allah said, I will give you a beautiful life and I will give you Jannah no matter what you do. Whether you obey or you don't obey. Find me one ayat like this. Believe me, I will be the happiest person in the world because Alhamdulillah, then I don't have to do anything. Allah will give me Jannah. But you know and I know, there is no such thing. There is no such thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us Ramadan so that we understand this. So that we correct our lives and bring them in line with what He wants, because then we get. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us Ramadan so that we get our lives in line with what He wants, so that we can get what we want. What do we want? We want a beautiful life in this dunya and we want Jannah in the Akhirah. Allah promised us this. And He told us how to get it. Now, that's why I asked this question to myself. If Ramadan entered me, then there has to be a perceivable, measurable change in my life. So my request to you is, let us go back and look at our lives while we are here, while we are still in Ramadan. And make a plan to say, what is it that I am going to change going forward? What will I do that I was not doing before? And what will I stop doing, which I was doing before? And what will I continue to do with consciousness, which I was doing before? Start, stop, continue. This is the framework. What will I start doing? What will I stop doing? And what will I continue to do? Let us make sure that we have this plan ready for ourselves before the end of Ramadan. And then we work on that plan. My brothers and sisters, the problem is that we live in a world which is completely upside down. Which is completely upside down. This world tells us that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us is the truth is false, and what Allah told us as false and pointed it to us as false, for as false is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُخْزِ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Now Allah mentioned four things. First, Allah said, every living thing will taste death. I ask you to reflect on this. How aware are we of our death? How aware are you that you are mortal? How aware am I that one day I will die? I think one of the biggest blessings of the coronavirus is that it made us conscious of the fact that we are mortal, that one day we will die. Right? May Allah protect you from this. But this is to me, this is a great service that this virus has done for us. So Allah is telling us this. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Then Allah said, wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al qiyamah. And that the reward of your deeds you will get after you die on the day of judgment. The full reward, Allah will give you some taste of this reward in this world, but the full reward you will get only after you die. And then Allah set a standard. فَمَنْ زُهْزِ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The one who has been freed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, only this person is successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ And this life of this world is deception. It is deception, it is imaginary, it is not real. Now think about how do we look at the world and how do we look at life? Do we look at it according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu told us? Or do we look at it according to what shaitan tells us? Number one, Allah said everyone will die. Does it include me? Is this how I behave? As if I am going to die? As if somebody who is a traveler, as if somebody who really has no assets and no stake in this life, that I am focused on the akhirah, on my destination? Am I doing that? That's number one. Number two, reward for the deed. Allah said the real reward you're going to get in the akhirah. Now think about this. We do some work, right? Some good work you do. And you say, oh, you know, this is a thankless job. I'm doing all this. Nobody appreciates. I'm not getting enough money for it. I'm not getting enough likes on Facebook for it. Whatever it is. Think about this. Allah said, and did Allah say you will get a reward in this world? No. Allah said the reward of this world, the reward of what you are doing, you are going to get in the akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a better example than the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is a better example than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself? On his last day, when he looked out from the door of his house into the masjid, how many people did he see? Think about that. He saw this masjid full of people, but that masjid at that time was how big? It was full of people. People meaning what? How many people were there? You know, 100 people, 200 people, 300 people? And he came here with a global mandate. He came here with a global mandate for everybody, all of mankind. Did he see all of mankind there? So what should he do? Feel satisfied or unhappy? My brothers and sisters, nobody gets the full reward in this dunya, whether it's for good or bad. Think about all the people in this world who are doing all sorts of evil. People with power and authority and so on and so forth. All kinds of stuff which they are doing, and then we watch all of this on TV or on social media, and we get depressed and we say, oh, you know, look at these people, nothing happens to them. Nothing is supposed to happen to them. What will happen to them will happen to them on the day of judgment. That is why there is a day of judgment. If things were to be done in this dunya and matter is over and closed, then there would be no day of judgment. But there is a day of judgment. ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So the reward of the deed, meaning the punishment or the reward, the benefit or the harm of the deed, whatever you did, the full reward you are going to get only on the day of judgment. And then Allah gave us a standard. Today ask yourself, what is your and my standard of success? I can bet you for almost every one of us, it is purely material. Right? Money, property, a nice family, good family life, holidays. Even for the people who are, you know, your focus in terms of deen, this qualification, that qualification, this degree, that degree. For how many of us is the standard, I should be freed from the hellfire? Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allah said that is the standard. The one who is freed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, only this person is successful. Nobody else. But in this dunya, opposite. That's why I told you, upside down world. And then Allah told us this whole dunya, this whole thing which is happening here is a deception. Why is it a deception? Because what is seen here as success is actually failure. What is seen here as success is not success. What is seen here as failure is not failure. Right? So, my submission to you and myself, I remind myself and my submission to you is, let us use Ramadan al-Kareem, what is left of it, to bring ourselves back in line or to put us in line. Maybe there's no bring back because we were not in line in the first place. Put ourselves in line. Make ourselves obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, there is no value and there is no benefit in the disobedience of Allah. There is no success in the disobedience of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? all goodness in this life and the next life comes from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَمَنْ يُوْتِيَ رَسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهِ. Allah said, the one who has obeyed my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has obeyed me. So everything comes from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Ramadan came to teach us. Ramadan came to teach us and make us muttaqeen means what? Make us obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Ramadan came with these rules where even what is normally halal became haram and we considered it haram during the period of fasting. But what do you say to the person who will not swallow one drop of water while he is fasting, but he will swallow his sister's inheritance, but he will swallow somebody else's property? Right? What do you say to that person? What kind of fast is that? So seriously, ask yourself this question, and I ask myself this question. The time to take stock is here. Let us take stock and let us ensure that we never do anything to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to save us from the mistakes that we make and from our forgetfulness. But deliberately for a Muslim to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that it's disobedience, this has no parallel. No parallel. The people who were Muslims, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not do this. This is our gold standard. Our gold standard is the Sahaba. There's a book of mine called The Sahaba, The Gold Standard, a series of lectures. Listen to that. Read that book. What is that gold standard? Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do that, my brothers and sisters, it gives us confidence. It gives us power. Today we disobey Allah. And so what happens? What is actually happening? When we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of Allah, the azmat of Allah in our hearts is decreasing. And when the azmat of Allah goes down in our hearts, the actual azmat of Allah does not go down. The glory of Allah is the glory of Allah. It is not dependent on what you believe. But what happens is how we believe it. When we disobey Allah, effectively what am I saying? I'm saying Allah is not important enough to be obeyed. So if Allah is not important enough to be obeyed, then who holds my heart when I'm depressed? Then who gives me tranquility when I am stressed out? Then who takes away my worry when I am worried? Today we are worried of dying because of COVID. I ask all those people who are so worried and so, you know, paranoid about it. If you don't get COVID, do you think you are going to live forever? What are you worried about? COVID is an excuse. If it is not COVID, it will be a truck. Who knows? By all means, take precautions. For example, if we wear a seatbelt. Why? Not because the seatbelt will save your life, but because this is the normal thing to do. It is the correct thing to do. It's the law-abiding thing to do. So therefore, take precautions. But what's the stress? Why are you so worried? Why is your mind blowing up? Because of a lack of iman. Because of lack of yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who has complete and total yaqeen that my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu huwa yuhi wa yumit. He is the one who decides who will live, who will die. Nobody can kill me before my time and nobody can keep me alive after my time. If it is destined for me that I am to die by a particular cause, nobody can change that. If this is my yaqeen, then I live my life with complete peace and tranquility. I sleep well, I eat well, I do. What will I be concerned about? About obeying Allah. That is something that we should be obeyed about. We should be concerned about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us rizq. Allah promised us sustenance. Allah promised us that one day we are going to die. Allah told us He has written all this for us. But Allah did not say, He didn't guarantee that He will be pleased with us when we die. Do you have this guarantee? I don't have this guarantee. So when we are worried about something where it is already written, nobody can change that. The way you are going to die is written. Nobody can change that. The time you are going to die is written. Nobody can change that. But when you die, will Allah be pleased with you or not? Allah has not written that. He has given it in your hands. If you and I want Allah to be pleased with us, then let us do what it takes to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is to obey Him and to follow the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan, this is the deception of this world. The deception of this world is, Shaitan gets us concerned about things where it is already written. No amount of concern, no amount of worry, no amount of effort is going to change anything. And Shaitan gives us, he tells us to ignore. And he tells us to not worry about things where we have the ability and Allah gave us the control in our hands to write whatever we want. And that is Jannah. That is Jannah. Allah gave it to us. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called this world Mazraul Akhirah. He said this world, in the life of this world, is tilth. It is cultivation for the Akhirah. You want the harvest of the Akhirah? Plant the seeds of good deeds here. Water it with the tears in the night in Tahajjud. Plant the seeds with Iman. And the harvest you will get in the Akhirah. Right? My brothers and sisters, make a plan for what you will do after Ramadan. Because if you don't make a plan, then somebody else makes a plan for you. And that somebody else is Shaitan. Don't fall into that trap. Make a plan, write down for yourself all the things that you will change. So that you can measure them and say, I said I will change this. I said I will get out of this haram business. Did I do that? I said I will be very careful of what I put in my mouth. I will not just eat anything. I will check. I will eat only that which I am sure about, that it is halal. I will not eat doubtful things. I will control my tongue. I will not hurt anybody. I will not insult anybody. I will not play with somebody's dignity. I will control my anger. I will not act like a madman, like a wild animal, just because somebody, you know, said something or made me angry. Make this list, whatever applies to you. Make the list and say, this is what I will do going forward from Ramadan. And make that list, because then you can measure it, whether you are doing it or you are not doing it. Let us make sure that our life after Ramadan is a completely different life from what it was before Ramadan, a life which is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then if we do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, the ayat which I mentioned to you of Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us a beautiful life in this world and Jannah in the Akhirah, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased and to accept all your du'as. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.